A beggar of love is successful when he is very much humble. Dhainya is the word, and it is said that this dhainya, this humility, means even if you do have qualifications, you consider yourself unqualified. Even if you are a highly placed individual, you consider yourself very Nietzsche, very down, not even at the feet, at the bottom of the feet of the Lord, you think yourself. And it is then when Krishna sees you taking this position that he uplifts you and puts you where he wishes to place you. Now, a beggar has to, a successful beggar should always be aware that if he takes this dhainya position, a position of lowness despite qualifications, then Krishna's mercy will become, or Radha's mercy will become active. Therefore the Brijbasis, from which we can learn so much, they say, I just want to be your Svipa Radharani before the gates of your palace, even if you don't know me, doesn't matter. I have no qualification in sadhana and anywhere. I just sweep, and sometimes when you come in your palace or out of your palace, I might see a little bit from you, if you so wish. This mood obliges Krishna much more than any success in great levels of meditations, of which there are many, including meditations which are done in an assumed or ascribed spiritual identity. It's this particle of dust, the devotee who takes this mood of being at dust, he gets the highest. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he notices that the gopis sweep Radharani's kunj, so he prays to be a piece of straw in one of the jarus. Not, he doesn't pray to be a gopi. He wants to be a piece of straw in the jaru, in the broom. Because we know that a beggar is most successful when he takes a very humble role. There are aggressive beggars who push you, and you may even give them something just to get rid of them. You may give them, okay, 10 rupees. Oh. But these aggressive beggars are never as successful as the humble beggars. There was one day, I don't know if you were in the same car, when we wanted to buy this CD with songs about Srimati Radharani. There was a beggar next to our car, a lady who just so humbly begged. And normally I do get a little disturbed by beggars when they, especially when they are of the pushy nature, but this lady was not at all pushy. She just was begging, and Gaur Hari had just given me an apple from the Himalayas. Most of the apples come from Simla here in India, in the Himalayas. And I wanted to eat it, but when I saw that lady beggar who was just so humble, I thought, here, you can have my apple, and whatever else I have, you can also have it on. Because she was a successful beggar. She knew the art to be humble, to be a speck of dust, to be a straw in the broom, and so on. So today I would like to tell you two humble requests to Lord Krishna. Oh my dear Lord, I think it for you it is not so difficult to tolerate a sinful rascal like me. Am I right? This the devotee wants to say, the whole world is full of rascals. Yes, Kishori? There are so many sinners, but is it difficult for you to tolerate them? The whole world is full. I don't think you have any difficulties. So, if there is one more drop of water which fills the whole ocean, does this make any difficulty for you? In other words, I'm coming to you. I'm a rascal. But the whole world is full of rascals. So if there's one more, is it a great disturbance for you? This is how the devotee sings. It's a Brijbasi song here. Oh Lord, there is a veil between us, a veil which I have drawn, a veil of my own sins and offenses which cover my eyes. If there wouldn't be this veil, it wouldn't be very difficult to look into your beautiful eyes. But I have covered, I have drawn the curtain, the veil, so that now I cannot see your beautiful eyes. But you can remove this veil, no? You can just... Oh my Lord, due to my greed and my maya, lusty desires, etc., I have forgotten you. And by having these bad qualities, I keep going away from you. I keep forgetting you. Otherwise, if I wouldn't have this greed and maya, oh Lord, it would not be so difficult to enter into your own courtroom, your own domain. So the devotee prays, my dear Lord, because of my own disqualifications, I'm forgetting you, and I'm not allowing myself to enter into your merciful Lord, a merciful world. Oh Lord, but however sinful and degraded I may be, I know that if you desire so, it is not very difficult for you to change all my bad qualities. In fact, it is not at all difficult for you to correct all my bad things if you simply wish for it. So my Lord, it's not difficult to see you, but I have made a veil. My Lord, it's not difficult to be with you, but I have maneuvered myself out of your merciful world. My Lord, but don't become disturbed. I'm just one more drop in the ocean of sinners. It is not at all difficult to tolerate me and to change my bad ways, because you are all powerful. This is how a devotee feels. Would you like to hear the second song? Let there be everything in my life only made out of Vashana. Let my day be made of Vashana, and my night should also be full of Vashana. Let the holy name of Brishabhanu's daughter, Radharani, be in my consciousness, be in my whole body, and be in my soul. Brishabhanu Nandini Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Let my body be fully anointed with the dust of Vashana's lanes. Let me be in such a consciousness that I search for Lad Lilal. This is Srimati Radharani and Krishna everywhere. In Gevavan, for instance, I look for nothing else and nobody else but my Lad Lilal. And let there be torrents of rains, water flowing from my eyes in the memory of Vashana, only in the memory of Vashana. The divine couple is wandering through the Gevavan. I have mentally spread my eyelids all over so that I can see them as they walk over my eyes. Let my consciousness, my breath and my hope full be of Vashana day and night. Wonderful. Hey Dayana. Dayana means, O Krishna, you are merciful. Please fulfill my desire. Let there be not a moment in my life where I will forget my Priya Priyatam. That is Radha and Krishna. Please, please, O Lord, let there not be a moment of my life where I forget my Priya Priyatam. Hey Gopal! Hey Gopal! I have always heard about the glories of your mercy and kindness to even the undeserving entities. O Lord, is it so difficult for you to show me one aspect of your mercy? Is it so difficult for you? I can't believe it. It's so difficult. So you can see the devotees are learning from the Brijvasis, the art of successful begging. They are taking a very humble position as street sweepers. They spread their eyelids in the Gevavan forest, becoming blind to the world and everything else, just to see Radha Krishna. They pray to smear their bodies with the dust of Vrindavan. They cry out in the lanes of Vashana. They just beg for mercy like little children. And once they do this, they will get everything by the mercy of Radha and Krishna. Because Radha and Krishna feel very, very, very much for their devotees. There's in Patyavali the shloka which says, Oh my Lord, when you heard the cries of Gajendra, the elephant for you, you just ran to come to his shelter. You didn't even find time to put on your jewel sandals. You didn't even notice how the commander-in-chief of your army said, I can help you. You just ran past him. You just jumped on Garuda and only had one question. Who is called? Who has called and where is he? This is the way a successful beggar works. He's just coming in a humble state of mind. And he trusts in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process of putting his feelings of separation into the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hare Krishna mantra, in other words, becomes his language, his means, the bag. And once Lord Krishna or Radharani see that, they make that beggar a successful beggar. Nowadays there are some beggars who have a complicated begging equipment. They have a sunglass when they go begging. They have maybe some new ghetto blaster to make some begging music. And even beggars become more complicated in the age of Kali. In Mumbai you see there's great improvement in begging equipment. But that doesn't make you more successful. In other words, you can try on your own by so many techniques and complicated philosophies and thoughts and so on. But that's not the way of bhakti. The way of bhakti is to become simple like a child. That will Krishna ever forget his childlike devotees? No, he can't. Even a mundane a mother or father of this world cannot ignore a child who simply cries. So a simple devotee wins the heart of the Lord by this simplicity and humility much faster than a complicated orator and a knower of the 64 arts and the Bharat's rasa theory as it developed and came down to Rupa Goswami after it was totally revised by Anitva Gupta. You know, the devotee is not interested in all of this. No need. There's one story of a great Siddha Baba. He was a great scholar in his life, but later in his life, when he became old, he became very simple. And one day, he went to a festival. It took him 3 days to return to the place at Govindakund where he stayed. He was at Radhakund. And then after he returned, one tree spoke to him and said, "I'm so thirsty. You used to wash your mouth after eating and spit at my roots, and I was really hankering to get this water, but in 3 days you were on a festival." "Oh," said the Baba, "who are you?" "Yeah, I'm a relatively young tree. I used to be a pujari in my previous life and I was very offensive, but I was told if I stay here and drink the water from a devotee, that would be very good." Then said the Baba, "May I ask you a question? I'm doing my bhajan here since 70 years, but Krishna has not shown himself to me. Do you know where I can meet Krishna?" So the tree said, "Psh, I will tell you if you stay here to go to any festivals." "Oh, yes, yes, yes." Krishna comes here every day. You mean how? Well, you can see him. He's usually the last of all the cowherd boys who drive the cows home. If you have been at Govinda Kund in the afternoon, there always cows come by. Have you seen? Even today, a big herd of cows is coming by. Even today. the last of these boys. There are five or four boys. That's Krishna.
You mean that's Krishna?
Yes. It's a Krishna like he appeared to Madhavendra Puri and gave him milk.
Thank you, thank you.
So the Baba hardly waited. He stayed in a bush and waited. 1, 2, 3, 4. Krishna, Rakshaman. Cowherd boy said, "What are you doing? I need to go home." "You're not going anywhere." I'm simply a village boy here for Braj. I mean, please don't make any trouble. What will my mother say? Stay. So they talked the whole afternoon, I mean, late afternoon into the night, and then the boy at the end said, "Okay, it's getting late," and revealed himself in his Krishna Rupa. But the Baba said, "Yes, Radharani, if you are Krishna." Then immediately, first you. Krishna smiled and played on his flute. And then all of a sudden, all the Sakis and Radharani were visible. You can see, it's a simple Baba, simple devotee, just giving up all complications, just begging for the mercy of Krishna and obtaining the mercy of Krishna. My dear devotees, if you want to be successful, become humble beggars. Stop being aggressive beggars, or stop being no beggars. That's the worst thing. Become humble beggars. And I think these songs, they speak, is I want to think of Vashana morning and evening, and I want to be smeared with the dust of Vashana morning and evening. And I just pray to never forget Krishna. And is it very difficult for you to tolerate one more drop in the ocean of sinners? This is how we impress Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I wish all of you a successful beggar career.
And with these words, I request you to forgive me. I'm too much traveling and I'm not yet 100% well. So if I may go in the bedroom, I will do this. It's so nice that you have joined us, Sindhu. And please take good care of her, that she's